Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hope is alive in Chicago.
Ordinarily, we would be doing a segment with Jason Leisure, but Speaks is out today, and Jason was going to come downtown anyway, so he's sitting in for Speaks, but his segment... Yeah, you're here.
I just don't have my mic on, but I'm sponsored, baby.
You are sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing well since 1868, and by Plumbers 911, plumbing emergency. Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. The points that you made to Matt Bowen about the roster itself and the draft picks not being dressed, and it may be something that is a coach thing, of the coach not wanting players to play because they haven't quite earned the opportunity to play. That being said, second round picks are supposed to start. Like, they're supposed to start. That's the lifeblood of any football team, our second round picks. And for the Bears to now be in a position where one of your second round picks is a swing tackle that you don't think is good enough to play. He's not going to play right tackle because you theoretically have your right tackle for the next few years. He's probably not going to play left tackle because he's not good at it. You have a slot receiver that you couldn't figure out a way to use in the first couple of games of the season that shows potential, but they haven't been able to do it. And then you have a on a defense that struggles, what does it say that Shamar Turner can't get dressed for a game if that's the defensive line that you're putting out there?
Yeah, and just so you're hearing this right, Lawrence and I aren't expecting any of these first four draft picks, first and second rounders, to be immediate all pros. But for second round picks to be unsuitable to play, that can't happen. That is such a big red flag. I think if you want to have the conversation about the roster problems here, there are many. And you want to get into Ryan Poles' decisions that have led to this. In the interest of fairness and objectivity, that's so boring, right? But it matters to me.
Matters to me, too.
I know it does. I know. You have to start, before you start screaming, everybody, you have to start with the fact that Ryan Poles inherited an awful situation from Ryan Pace. A team that was stripped, that had so little talent. You remember when the Rams went all in and then went to the Super Bowl and won it?
Bleep them picks.
Yeah. The Bears did that to go 6-11 in 2021. So Ryan Poles takes over a team where, if I remember right, you're looking at that roster and you're saying there's maybe five guys you want to keep long-term off of this. And that shrunk very quickly when you have to trade Khalil Mack for draft picks. So deficient in talent, salary cap nightmare, and you have also compromised future draft capital. Ryan Poles in his first draft should have had, I think, the number 5 pick, and it ended up being the Giants pick as he's trying to start a rebuild. If that sounds familiar to you, it's kind of like the situation the Saints are in where you would right now, where you'd sit there and say, this team might need to burn it down for 2 years to even have a chance to rebuild. So that's the starting point. That's what Ryan Poles had to fix just to get level. And you get a 3-14 season to start the rebuild. But after that, I mean, they have not had a pass rush the entire time he's been here. And they're in year 4. Dennis Allen is trying to solve the same problems that Matt Eberflus was trying to solve of how do you win without a pass rush? And that is almost the equivalent of how do I win without a quarterback on offense? I mean, you just can't. It undercuts all the good work you've done in the second and third level, if you've done good work, with linebackers and secondary when you don't have a pass rush up front. And I'm looking at this pass rush, Lawrence, and they have finally invested premium resources into it, but I don't know if they've invested it
in the right players. Guys.
You're looking at a starting defensive line that has Montez Sweat, $98 million deal, Grady Jarrett, $43 million deal, Dio Dengbo, $48 million deal, and then the fourth guy is a second-round pick, Jervon Dexter. So those are all premium resources. That's what you'd want them to use to address a problem. But there was no pressure, no pass rush in that game against the Lions. And I know the Lions have a good offensive line, but most teams have a good offensive line.
I mean, they had to reconstitute their offensive line too.
The Bears have to get past this complex of looking at whoever is really good and be like, well, what can we do? Oh, we can't compete with Aaron Rodgers. We can't compete with Detroit's. No, those teams play in your league. You're not a 1AA school going to play Bama.
Roll Tide and High Tide.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You go through the rest of their defense, and you're looking at Tremaine Edmonds as their fourth highest paid player. And that was chosen as, I don't know about an upgrade but at the time, but it was probably thought of by the Bears as a suitable replacement for Roquan Smith.
Yeah, and they thought they were going to get two linebackers for the price of one Roquan.
Mm-hmm.
And people know I was hot about that, and I still continue to be hot about that.
All
Roquan did was go get his money in Baltimore and be an all-pro.
We all hated that because there's times where, you know, the team knows more than you do about a guy. Roquan, we all saw. We all knew. There was no mystery about how good that guy was. And then a respected organization happily gave up draft capital and paid him exactly what he wanted. The Ravens don't make a lot of mistakes.
And they've been rewarded with a guy who's been an all-pro since he's been there.
And he's been phenomenal. You look at their secondary, I had thought for sure that corner, I mean, that is probably one of the biggest successes of the Ryan Poles era, is inheriting a team that had almost nothing at corner. And now last year had probably six starting caliber corners, in my opinion. You go into this year, they find Nashawn Wright. It looks like he's a starting caliber corner, and he did have a pick six in the first game. But, I mean, where was that? You would think that a group that deep could weather losing Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon a little better than that.
Well,
those are hard guys to replace. You don't have an equivalent of those guys. But now I'm looking at, I mean, do they have to play Kyler Gordon on the outside when he comes back? Can you trust Tyreek Stevenson at all? Josh Blackwell, who I thought was a starting caliber backup at nickel, is not maybe Dennis Allen's guy, and he's starting Nick McLeod. He's using Nick McLeod in that role. I mean, there's just question marks up and down the defense, and that is the biggest point I want to make on this is that defense is no longer under construction. That is supposed to be a final product.
Well, now you take the injuries into account where TJ Edwards is gone, Jalen Johnson is gone, and Kyler Gordon hasn't been available for them. I try not to blame the back four for the problems of the front four. Mm-hmm. And I do think that when healthy, the Bears have a very elite back four. Them being not healthy right now is not great. But the fact that you're not getting pressure makes their job a lot harder. It makes them look worse than what? I was saying this to Spiegs a couple days ago, that when I look at Jervon Dexter, and I felt like on draft night, I was like, that's weird. A guy who's kind of a five technique, you're kind of asking him to play three technique, and he doesn't seem to fit what it is that you want to do. With great pass rushers, forget about what it is that how they go about getting to the quarterback. They get there. You see it. And you don't have to wait. And I feel like there's been a lot of turning your head sideways and squinting with Jervon Dexter for people to see what they want to see. And what I see is a guy that is clearly talented, but not to the point where he can be, he's not a force. And he needs to be a force. And by now, you should have seen it play out where he is a force.
In year three.
And he's not that. And I worry about all of this. All of this is us talking about the evaluation process of Ryan Poles and his entire staff and the choices that they make. And sometimes it's a matter of looking at where are your deficiencies as a football team and did you help them? The Bears clearly have a deficiency at running back, and it was not addressed. And I know that there are a lot of fans of Kyle Manungai, and I think in a vacuum, sure, it's a really interesting project. But this was a draft where there were quality running backs that were available before you got to the seventh round, and you didn't take them. And you didn't look, and then when free agency came around or came back around, you didn't go out and look and say, well, is there anyone else that we can add that could just be competition? And now you look at the Bears running back room and go, it's one of the worst position groups in the NFL is their running back room.
And your best running back, the guy at the top of that list, is a guy that I don't know if your head coach
likes him.
Really wants. I would say I don't think he would have chosen him. I think we know he wouldn't have chosen him because he was on Detroit's staff. He was the offensive coordinator when they traded DeAndre Swift for, I think, a fourth round pick. The Bears were saying after the draft, I mean, none of this, by the way, is revisionist history on my part, like going back and second guessing something that I thought all this was strange at the time with their draft. And it was clearly Ben Johnson asserting himself in the personnel department, going with a tight end at number 10 and a wide receiver with Luther Burden in the second round. The Bears were saying after, you know, there were running backs that they liked, and just each time it was just, they were just a couple of picks off. Somebody snatched the guy that they wanted before they had a chance. That didn't have to be that way if you genuinely prioritized it. If you went into your draft and said, hey, there are problems on this roster at left tackle, defensive end, and running back, you can take care of one of those line of scrimmage spots with the number 10 pick. And I think they probably would have if Calvin Banks had lasted another pick to them at 10. And then you can attack running back with one of those three second round picks. But when you go tight end 10 and then Luther Burden, wide receiver, with the next second round pick, and you've done nothing now at that point to do offensive tackle and defensive line, well, then that's what you end up spending those picks on instead of running back.
And the left tackle thing is an issue too. Like, you talk about this all the time, the concept of Bears good. Like, good enough for the Bears.
Braxton Jones, if you look it up in the dictionary, he's there. That's it.
He's Bears good.
He's Bears good. Awesome developmental story, really. You have that team in this, in the position it was in 2022 to go find a guy in the fifth round out of Southern Utah, no less. I don't even know what their team name is. And develop him into a serviceable NFL player of any kind is a huge developmental win. It's not necessarily what gets, what is like a championship level or a contending level left tackle.
But even if you were going to, like, let's say that you had targeted Ozzie Trapillo, and it now makes me wonder, like, is this the Boston College connection all over again? And if you were going to target him, knowing that he played right tackle, and I've heard the story, and I think that it's great, him being a great teammate, he had to play right tackle because there was another guy that couldn't play right tackle. He could kind of only play left. Okay, great. You knew that it would be a project. And are you supposed to be drafting a project while you're out signing Joe Tooney?
Right.
I don't think
year four of a rebuild.
Right.
When you won five games last season.
I don't think those two decisions match up very well. When you say, here's a project. Well, what about left tackle? Well, we kind of have a guy that's okay, and maybe he'll be better because we're better, quote unquote, guard to guard. And Jonah Jackson's had a really rough first two games.
Yeah.
Really rough.
There was a lot of trust us on this.
Yep.
After Sean McVay said, talk about teams that know what they're doing. After Sean McVay said, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you got him. Yep. Yeah. We don't need him. We're going to go in a different direction.
And Ben Johnson had him in Detroit, and everyone, Ben Johnson comes in with ultimate credibility.
Didn't he have him at a different position, though, in Detroit?
Yeah. Here's how I...
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are we doing?
Here's how I evaluate the draft. If you're picking high first round, you're wanting those guys to be all pros. First round in general, you're looking for quality starters. Second round, you're looking for pretty good starters. When you get into third, fourth, and fifth, if you find guys that can play at all, I think that's good. And then sixth and seventh is our lottery tickets, basically.
And it just feels like to me that Ryan Poles revels in the, well, look at this guy that I happen to find in the fifth round or seventh round. Congratulations, man. You got a guy that ended up making a team. You also have a bunch of guys in the third round that haven't made a team. Can you just get the ones and the twos right? Could you, and an occasional three, can you get those right before you go patting yourself on the back for the deep dive that your scouting department did to find some random six rounder that ends up making your roster? It's frustrating. And it's frustrating when it plays out on Sundays the way that it does, where you go, these are guys that you were supposed to have faith in you drafting, and they can't even put their uniforms on in week two, which means, and if it is an issue of guys are not given what they need to give in practice, that means that your scouting department failed again. It means that you scouted guys that weren't coachable. If you're walking in and they're not good enough in practice to take jobs that are available, that yep. means your scouting department got it wrong.
If you draft someone in the second round or higher, you're expecting that person to be a day one starter.
Correct.
They should walk in and be a starter. So when they're drafting Ozzie Trapillo, they're thinking starting left tackle at that time. Now he can't beat out Braxton Jones or Theo Benedict,
which is
an undrafted player who played college football in Canada last year,
which is
or
wild.
2 years ago, rather. He was undrafted last year, spent the whole season on the practice squad. Ben Johnson trusts him more than the guy they spent a second round pick on, what, 6 months ago?
It's pretty crazy.
4 months ago?
It's depressing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.